Amber Scotchburn is an internationally recognized parenting expert, among other things. Oh, she's also a best-selling author. And her latest publication offers 12 positive parenting tips for raising confident and success-ready children. It is called Parenting with a Twist, and Amber is in the Beach Studio. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
So, you know, parents have long lamented the lack of a manual when it comes to raising kids, and now here you have written one.
I have.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
And self-published, even more of an accomplishment, perhaps.
Yes, I was sharing that it's my biggest learning curve, probably, of my life.
Mm-hmm. Well done. And you have a book signing event tomorrow that we will talk about. You also have a bachelor's degree in social work and education. But I'm wondering, what else do you possess that has afforded you the insight to solve these problems that so many others can't?
Well, I was born and raised in Toronto, which may give some people some insight, especially on the island here, because I always have to defend that I'm from Toronto.
Yeah.
But I did social work for 4 years, inner city Toronto, and really felt that I wanted to take everybody home with me. So I did learn a lot, though, about, you know, boundaries and what that would look like. So being really caring, but also needing to set up some firm boundaries to see changes. And then I went into teaching, and I taught at-risk kids for 12 years in Toronto. You know, my last teaching position was in a school where it was actually a limited expulsion school. So the kids weren't actually allowed on school grounds. They had to be off of school grounds. And so if we called 911, there was like almost a SWAT team dispatched, because that was the level of risk of the kids that we were working with. So it just gave me, again, another insight into where kids would come from, why they were behaving the way they behave, and what boundaries they needed in order to push through certain things that were happening.
Wow.
Yeah.
you've dealt with some difficult kids.
It doesn't mean necessarily it has to be drugs or, you know, police involvement, although that could be the definition. Mm-hmm. But it also could mean some mental health issues. Or coming from a home that maybe the parents aren't accessible. Or in Toronto, where I was teaching, there was a lot of kids from other countries that were coming over, and adjustments to living in a country that wasn't your own, and having to learn how to live differently, essentially, right? Because mm-hmm. our country is just different. It's good different, but that would still be an adjustment for kids. And especially in their teenage years. So there was that. And then when I moved to the island, I started a tutoring agency. So I've been running that for almost 10 years now. And again, that was just dealing constantly with parents and kids. And so this was now exposure to kids of all ages. Our youngest client has been 4 and our oldest 74. So, you know, again, just this experience of talking to parents all the time about what's going on in their homes, what's happening that they're not able to help their child, or feel like they can't help their child, and what do they need. And so it was through all of these experiences that I pulled my knowledge from.
You boiled them down to essentially a dozen tips. These are the top 12.
I would say they're the top 12 for sure. I know there's some people that are like, yeah, it should just be top 5 or top 10, but I had to go for 12. I had to get the extra 2 in there. Yeah, and they encompass a lot within those 12, although they are 12 pretty distinct areas, I would say. When I did go through the process with my editor, there wasn't more than 12, but they weren't necessarily streamlined as they are now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would say that these are the 12 you need to know for sure.
You provided some results of a study of kids in grades 5 through 12, and they point towards the fact that there's room for improvement in terms of how prepared and confident the kids feel, not necessarily how they are, but how they're feeling, right?
Yes. Yeah, it was really interesting for me because of wearing different hats, right? So coming from a social work hat, where I was seeing kids that really needed extra help because they were in a social work realm, and then going to a teaching role. And I specifically chose teaching because I knew that I could see the kids every day and I would be able to see some shift happen. And then going from that role to a tutoring role. So now I'm almost assessing everything, right? I'm assessing the teacher and how they're teaching and the school system. And then I'm assessing the home and how that's functioning and how it's all going to function together. And so then when I started to do the research for the book, based on these experiences, I I wanted to find what the connection was. And what I found the connection was is that, yeah, kids are not feeling confident. Number one, they aren't feeling confident. There's a piece in our tutoring program where we sit down with the families. The very first step is we sit down with the kids and the family and we do a parent questionnaire meeting. And it says the very first question we ask is, what would you like this experience to do for your child? And I need to actually write in that accept, build their confidence, because we're going to do that. But that's the number one thing that every single parent, what doesn't matter what walk of life, you know, if they're coming for a child who's learning to read versus a child who's doing high school math, confidence is lacking in their children.
And just how important a role does this confidence play, or lack thereof?
Well, either way, if you look at it, a lack or having it, it just limits what they feel that they can do. So sort of that age-old question is, what do you want to be when you grow up, has almost turned to, what do you want to be when you give up? And that's just what we're seeing. We're seeing these kids that are giving up repeatedly. And then, I mean, it trickles to the families either giving up, or, you know, the family's giving up first and then the kid. But there's just giving up happening, as opposed to thinking, well, okay, I got knocked down. Well, I would get back up again. And how would I get back up? And these are the tools to get back up. But right now, it's just being looked at as people are just staying down, which as a result in some of the other statistics, kids are living at home because they're not necessarily finding productive, you know, fulfilling jobs that then are actually paying the money that they can leave with. It's meaning that there's the anxiety and the depression rates in our kids are skyrocketing. So confidence is the number one answer, as I was suggesting, that parents give. And the second one is anxiety. So we're seeing anxiety in kids of very early ages. Whereas, you know, that might have been something you see later on in high school or later on in life. But now it's rising in very early ages.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a good trend.
No, it's really sad, actually, because kids, I mean, that's when I remember anyway being my most carefree time. And not even thinking that I couldn't do something. And that's, I guess, essentially that would be the feeling that I would want everybody to have again, is that they feel like they can do whatever they put their mind to.
Yeah. There's so many more ways we could take this conversation, but already we pretty much run out of time. So people can pick up a book tomorrow and see you and all that?
Yeah. So Saturday, March 18th from 12 to 4 at the Nanaimo Woodgrove Chapters. I will be there. It is a book signing. However, I would like it to be like a question and answer, sort of like we're doing here. So I'll have some controversial questions and a quiz, and I would just welcome anybody to come out and have a conversation.
Cool. Otherwise, you're online somewhere.
I am. I have a couple of websites. ParentingWithATwist.com is where you'll find the book. And anybody who's local, we also have a tutoring agency, and that's TutoringWithATwist.com.
Okay. Amber Scotchburn is author of Parenting with a Twist. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Dave.